Lexi.
I'm Winwin.
I'm Emma.
I'm Unicorn.
I'm Vicky.
I'm Candy.
I'm Tom.
I'm Michael.
I'm McTavish.
I'm Shirley.
I'm Colin.
Do you really care about your lover's body size?
I think he won't be very tall and will have a little fat on his body, and because it must be fit touch very soft.
Well, it depends. Actually, I am bisexual, so if it's a boy, I will really care about his height and weight. So I don't want him to be short, fat, because if you have a short and fat boyfriend, it's really weird. However, if it's a girl, I don't care about her weight or height. But if she is taller than me and higher and thinner than me, I'll appreciate that. So I will have the motivation to lose my weight.
No, I think just off the average, I'm ashamed, that would be fine for me.
How about some particular parts of the body? For example, boobs.
Actually, I don't care about this.
I think she's, it must have a big boom, and it must be the real too. Because it's also very soft, and I enjoy to touch them.
Have you ever tried to change the size of something that you truly care about? How did it work out?
I think I'm always trying to train my some part of my body to be more stronger, because I can satisfy many girls with my size.
Yes, of course. I'm always trying to lose my weight, so I go to the gym every day, and I'm trying to do a kind of exercise called AB Ripper, so that I can have flat belly, and it seems that it works out every day.
Nowadays, people always say size doesn't matter. Even in fashion industry, there are more plus-sized models appear on the runway. Flat-chested girls are also seen to be more confident because ladies like Kate Moss are considered as sex symbol.
Also, for guys, they seem to be less worried about the size of their private part because more girls believe that technique means everything.
Calling all hearts to the dance floor tonight. Let love start!
This is Banana Hot Talk FM 87.9.
I'm Unicorn.
I'm Lexi. And today we have Colin, our old friend.
Hi.
So Jesse.
Hi, I'm Jesse. I'm so glad to be here. And we are going to have fun tonight.
And last but not least, Emma.
Hi everyone, this is Emma.
So, Lexi, as a girl, have you ever feel worried about the size of your body shape?
Well, of course. I mean, as a girl, you're always concerned about the shape of your body. Am I in a good figure? But what I'm more interested is what your guys think about size, this word.
Size, you mean what kind of size?
You know what I mean?
I know what you mean, but I'm not a master of that kind of size, but I know someone who's really a master of it, and we have Colin.
Please.
You have many experiences about the guy's size, so just talk about the biggest one.
The biggest guy that I ever met is a 40-year-old man, a British old man, and we met in Destination, a famous gay bar. And we talked a lot, and we hit it off. We leave. I ask him, can I go home with you? Because I have no place to go, because we had a curfew in my dorm. So I ask him if I can go with him to sleep with him. And just sleep, no more. And he said yes, and we got on a taxi, and it took like hours to get his home. And after we got home, we just went straight to the bed.
So it's more than sleep, right?
But he promised to you.
It's not promise. I promised him that I just want to sleep. Have a bed to sleep, no
Did
more.
Did he buy it?
I don't know. Probably he knows the deeper meaning of this in it.
Yeah, you know,
I don't
sometimes
know.
Sleep means everything. Like sleep and sex and sleep again and sex again and blah blah.
Seriously, at that time, I just want to have a place to sleep. You know, after we got on the bed, it's like, it's awkward for both of you two people to just simply sleep and do nothing. We like stare on the cellar together, and after minutes, we staring at each other, we started to make out. I accidentally saw his... I've never seen such a... I don't know what it is. It's like, I was shocking, apparently, because...
Are you exciting?
Yeah.
Of course, I was like turned on immediately. It's like, cause he's actually the first foreigner I've seen like totally naked. That explains that. Oh, no doubt, like foreigners got the bigger ones.
So how did it feel?
What feel?
For real.
You mean like the inside?
Yes.
We didn't do that.
Why?
Why?
Cause his is too big.
How old were you?
How did it feel like?
I was 18, just like 2 years ago.
How
old like not long after I lost my virginity.
So I mean that even he has the biggest one, but he was not the best one, right?
I'm not sure if we made it, it's gonna be like awesome, I guess.
So you're regretting
it's like a little bit like
kind of pity.
It's like two. It's like both of us fall because. I was not that ready. I didn't know how to do it. And he actually has a wife, has a family in Britain.
Oh my.
And maybe he's not very proficient at this. And it's always a good memory to think about.
Okay, so what do you think is the most suitable size for you?
Yeah.
It's like a...
Most comfortable size.
A bit shorter than his, I guess. Because he's like too big.
Like... 16 or 18.
We actually have a ruler here.
I wanna see you peacock, top, top, your peacock, top, your peacock, top, top, your peacock. I wanna see you peacock, top, top, your peacock, top, your peacock, top, your peacock.
So have you met anyone with 12 centimeters or below?
Actually, I did. After he took off his shirt, I just ran away. I made some excuse to like, I have to, oh, I really I'm
oh,
really
my house is
right
on
now.
Fire. Oh.
I'm really hungry.
Just
I have
get
to
out. Just get out.
Go downstairs to
but
buy
you
some
know,
food.
The
I just ran away.
The average size of Chinese guy is 12 to 5.
But my Chinese boyfriends,
China.
They were like all, like above 15.
Oh, you are such a lucky man.
Yeah.
Give it to me, girl, you know what to do. Give it to me, I got something brand new. Give it to me, I put it all on you. Give it to me, I got a gift for you. I got this for you, a little dick for you, a big kiss for you. I got a hit for you, big dick for you. Let me give it to you, baby, baby. I got a car for you, I got a whip for you.
Here's a guy talk about his size matters, and now we have two girls here, and we should talk about the girl's ideal size of their boyfriend. Now let's start with Jessie.
Okay, first of all, I've never had any sex experiences before. So, but I can help you to answer that question. My ideal size for guys, especially my boy size, probably between 15 to 17.
That's a really high expectation.
It sounds like you have lots of experience and you came to a conclusion.
Oh my god, that's so not true. That is
like,
so not true.
Girl, don't set up too high the standard. Don't
because I've only seen
far.
Those these in porn.
I love you, puppy. I love you, puppy. I love you, love you, love you, puppy. I love you, puppy. I love you, love you, love you, puppy. I love you, puppy. I love you, love you, love you, puppy. You're my puppy. I love you, love you, love you.
The question again: do you think size really matters?
To me, I think.
Yeah, to you.
I think if you, you've already met a guy that you really, really think that he's the one, I think it doesn't matter. But if you are just, you know, we're just hanging out together, we're just, you know, having fun, but we're not going to have a stable relationship together, I think, you know, size matters, yes.
Push me, and then just touch me, till I can get my satisfaction. 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 Satisfaction.
Push me, and then just hurt me, till I can get my satisfaction. 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 Satisfaction.
Actually, let's talk about a lot about the guy's size and what about your girl's own body shape. About your body size, like the.
Yes, we know you have lost weight.
Yes, I did.
Experience.
I was on a diet and it helped me to be more fit, but on the other hand, the size of my boobs decreased. About my size of my pants, it decreased as well. That's a good thing. My pant size changed from it changed from 31 to 29. And that's really a huge step. And the second time, it changed from 30 to 28, 27-ish.
So do you think the quality of your life has increased after you losing weight?
Yes, so much better.
And when you're going shopping,
yes,
much happier than
yes, my size changed from large or X large.
Like, you know, I've been shopping on Pop Center Tax. Oh, give me a smaller one, please.
Yes.
Give me a smaller one.
Am I in medium? No, probably just small. Just get me the small one, please.
Yeah, emphasize.
You
like to emphasize small.
And you'll say it loud, like, give me the small one, please.
Yes, I would show off to people,
yeah,
like, about, you know, the size of my shirts and my pants.
I know this feeling too. I just keep working out recently, and at first, the first time when I saw my mermaid line showing up, I was like, oh my god, finally. It's like, it's a, like, such a content that you just, yeah.
Have those ads, oh my god.
Yeah, I was like, I was sometimes like, go to the toilet and look at a mirror.
Size on muscles, like
that's part of the muscles, the mermaid line.
Yeah.
Yeah, you will like now and then check it out on the toilets, in a toilet, so look at yourself in a mirror. And you're expecting that someone would like come in and to see this mermaid line.
But you have to work out in the right way, right? Like you have to.
Sure. Yeah, you can.
Specific.
But
you know,
it's not hard. The hardest thing that you have to keep on it.
Yes, because for girls, we lose weight just more like we eat less, less, and less. But for
on
boys,
a diet.
We need to work out this thing.
Not for all boys. For me, I just eat less and never work out.
Turn all the fat to muscle.
Yeah, it's like you have to combine
really
the exercise and the diet.
You have to
it's
keep
really
working
hard.
On
I mean,
every single day.
I mean, keep a diet is much easier for me than working out. Like, and for me, to work out means I can wear more skinny jeans. That's the only reason why.
Actually, the first step is always double pose. You have to make up the first step, and it's feeling like awesome after you exercise. After you run for like several kilometers.
Well,
yes.
That's
mm-hmm.
cool.
But are you determined to keep on losing weight?
I think since I've already got lose weight, so I think I'm just gonna, you know, keep working on. My goal is to get small size before summer coming.
Next, we have Emma.
And yes,
Emma.
We have Emma.
Okay. So tell us
something
about your size story. Yeah.
my size starts because
I pay more attention on the bra size, which Jesse doesn't really care.
Sometimes I care a little bit.
And so because I used to be really skinny when I was in middle school, like really, really skinny. Like the experience you say that you wanted to go to the shopping store and say, I want the smallest one. It was on the contrary for me. It was like I went to store. I was a little bit afraid of shopping that time because I was so skinny. I was suffering from eating disorders that time. So I was so skinny anyway. So actually it had some bad impacts on my further body developing. I wasn't really proud of my boobs, so actually it became
one. Like completely flat, like the airport.
Well, not now, of course not. It was maybe before. I'm not really sure, but because you were growing, and I went out dating with guys, and you know when things getting more intimidated, and I was I had my first boyfriend when I was 15, and then. Yeah, but we were just like boyfriends and girlfriends, you know, at that time. But I didn't start to make out with him when I was 16. And the first experience, I was really worried, to be honest, because I wasn't really proud of my tits or stuff. I worry about my boobs. He didn't, that time, when we made out, really that made out, he didn't really make comments.
I think he's just trying to be polite.
Yeah, but okay, so that's the first time anyway. I'm gonna tell you guys one thing. Men are the creature of boobs. No matter what size the boobs is, no matter A to D, they just love it. Even if like
yeah,
airplane
sense.
With the little like what dots on there, they will still love it.
Yeah, that's true.
That's true.
There's really kind of men. They just like you know like the tiny boobs. Like A-cup.
Yes, they find it cute.
Yeah, A-cup girls really cute to me, I think.
So fancy. You already know I'm in the fast lane. From LA to Tokyo. I'm so fancy. Can't you taste this girl? Remember my name.
Well, the thing, actually, the thing
yeah.
that there's one time I was making out with an American guy, and he is a boob person.
Oh my!
So we've talked about each we've had a conversation about this with each other. I said that I'm a butt person. I pay more attention on the butt, and he said that I'm a boob person. Pay more attention to the boobs, and then we made out.
What do you mean, the butt person?
I care about the shape of
men
and women. Men and women. Yeah, I care about the butt. And he said I care about the boob. But then we later made out. I mean, well, it's sort of like we're just having fun because I'm not really into him. But he didn't really like judge on my boob. No, nobody ever judged on my boob, even if I don't really have that large boob. But I think, yeah, so my therapy, I mean, my conclusion to that is that men are creature of boobs. No matter how big the boobs are, they just love it. How small the boobs are, they just love it.
I don't think big boobs is always attractive or beautiful something because you know sometimes you can just see it. It's fake. It's the fake one.
Like two balls.
Yeah. And I think that kind of boob looks like the normal, like kind
of
see.
Not natural.
Yeah.
Yes. When you lie down, the fake ones won't lie down.
But
down.
You have to admit that guys love it.
But if you ask for a boyfriend that can I do a surgery, can I have a fake one, he definitely would say no.
Yeah.
Of course not. I love what you are now.
All over me. No, I don't want you to stop it. Yeah, I'm a freak. Baby, I can't lie. When you move like that, I got a one-track mind. 'Cause I'm a freak.
And for your girls, do you really want a big boobs?
Of course I won't.
Yes, I used to want one, but after I grow up and having boyfriends, I find it not so important as I imagined.
So if you were single, would you want one?
Yes, yes. I would blame my single to
not having
boobs. Yeah.
And what about Jesse?
When I was in junior high school, my boobs were not small. And I was so embarrassed about that because, you know, we are wearing uniform and, you know, everyone can see through your...
summer. When you're running, it's like...
Yes. It's like,
oh my God.
It's like I'm having an earthquake here and everyone is staring at mine.
I see why you're nasty, but baby, I don't mind. I love the way you're talking nasty, you know you're just my type. N-A-S-T-Y, you're nasty, but baby, I don't mind. I love the way you're talking nasty, you know you're just my type.
But you know, guys don't have boobs, so do boobs cause any trouble to you girls? Like, is it too heavy or something?
I know that when some girls they have like really big boobs when they're doing their homework, they have to lift their boobs up onto the table and then start to do their homework.
Really?
That's got to be G or
yeah.
It's gonna like influence your life. I do think girls care because girls having big boobs, they just like to show it. They
will
like wear
shirts
like heavy color.
And I think it's kind of scary. You have really, really huge boobs, like those Japanese girls, like even L cup. You know this one, L cup.
L.
Yeah, she said she had trouble walking or wearing high heels because she'll fall.
Yeah, definitely.
A little scary, like you have two head on your chest.
Baby head.
Not baby head. If it's an L, it should be a normal human head.
Like a
colored
head.
What? I know that there are like
baby. The baby will die.
Yeah.
My God.
I can't breathe.
There are like many North American girls or European girls. They just did a surgery to make their boobs smaller.
Yeah.
Just need
yeah.
You know, even Brittany tried to decrease her boob size for many bell gowns and many the garments she would wear when she performs.
I guess athletes do those kind of things, like do the suction to make your boobs smaller so that you can get more balance, even more
balance.
Interesting.
Yeah. Never heard. Really? I've never heard. Like. To change from big boobs to small boobs. Never heard that kind of surgery.
I think big ones not always build. Maybe smaller is better to your, you know, like the total look, the total body shape.
I think it's the key is that you have a beautiful and fit figure.
Yeah.
Instead of a really big boob. Imagine that I'm petite. I'm short. And imagine me having like an F or L. That's so scary, okay?
Yeah.
Like,
so
it
seems whether you look beautiful or not is not depending on whether you have a big boob.
Yeah, it's
yeah.
a whole thing.
Yeah, if it suits for your body.
And we are talking about boobs and about the booties.
Well, actually, I care about that a lot. There are so many Chinese girls, they have like no stuff.
That's true. In ancient times, that when girls need to deliver maybe by themselves, no surgery at that time. So if you have a big boob, that means you can deliver lots of baby very successfully.
Yeah, yeah. And that makes you like have the appetite.
The symbol of life.
Yeah, that's true.
But if you have very skinny upper, you have small blue boobs, but you have very big butts, it will look very weird.
It's not about being big, it has to be like
the beautiful shape, like this.
Yeah, it's like up.
It's like you the butt up and firm. It's not like flat.
So being pretty is very, it's such a hard thing that you need to work
on. There's one interesting thing I have to say, like, you know, in China, usually the women, they don't have the beautiful butt, but for guys, they really have beautiful butts.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's true.
I don't know that.
Well, I have to say that the most beautiful butts I've ever seen was on a British, and he was a British and Indian mix. That bar was, wow, it's just, looking at the bar, it just turned me on.
Wow.
make it feel like to sit on it.
I just can't move my eyes out of it, just so amazing.
Were you just staring at it?
Yeah, I mean, he was my teacher at that time. So basically,
this is teaching me. Yeah, I think girls, they pay more attention on what's inside, like what's in your brain.
Yeah.
Like there's a saying in Sherlock that sexy is brainy is the new sexy. I think that's definitely true.
But there's this is a truth that if a guy have a beautiful butt, most of the time they're good at sex.
I guess it's time for us to say goodbye today. So here's the question. Do you think size matters or not? Let's leave it to you. Thanks for listening. That's all for today's Banana Hot Talk. See you next time.
See you next time.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.